It's The Bill Murphy Show. A daily one-on-one 30-minute interview between people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
And this is your digital broadcast for Monday, April 18th, 2011. Welcome to a new week of shows. Thanks again to Destrophe, our band on Music Friday. Another highly successful edition of the show. Brought to you by Lulu's Bait Shack, gigantic fishbowl drinks, live music, and fresh Florida seafood, all at Lulu's in Beach Place on A1A in the heart of Fort Lauderdale Beach. Speaking of the beach, we go to the beach today to introduce to you our guest, who is a NCAA volleyball champion with UCLA. He's the founder of GoBeachFest.com. He's also been a model and spokesperson for Calvin Klein, J. Crew, Polo, and others. Also founder of VolleyballVacations.com. And most importantly, he's heading up the resurgence of the National Volleyball League, which has sort of taken over where AVP left off. Albie Hanneman joins me on the phone. I would imagine somewhere close to the shore in Southern California somewhere. Am I correct?
You're right. Good morning, man.
Hey, good to hear from you, man. So how close to the beach are you living these days?
I can see the ocean from my house. I'll put it that way. I'm in Hermosa, and it's a nice office. It's worth working all day here.
I would have guessed that. Now, you've obviously, because of your success in volleyball and you become such an icon of the sport, I would imagine you've been around the beach ever since you were born. Is that true?
Yeah, I was born in Redondo Beach here in California, and it's a beach lifestyle. And then I spent a lot of my years growing up in Hawaii as well. So I got to have sand in my toes, or I don't feel comfortable.
Ah, yeah, that's right. You were athlete of the year at University of Hawaii as well?
Yeah, I was student athlete of the year, and then academic all American over there. Once I got out of California, I started to study a bit. It was interesting.
Wow, how well-rounded of you. That's really, really cool stuff. Now, we want to get into the NVL and what that's all about, and it's getting underway. It's probably a very busy time for you, and thanks for taking the time amidst all this to talk about it. But I want to talk about the early days and how one gets involved in professional volleyball, and I guess in your case, it was in school and wherever you could be and getting involved. And how do you have aspirations as a kid to play volleyball professionally? Did you?
Well, I played basketball and football and really loved those sports a lot. But my older brother played volleyball. And so, I used to go down to the beach every day when I was a kid and get on my boogie board. And, I had to walk past the volleyball courts. And then finally, one day, I got asked to play out there, and I'll never forget, it's with this old guy, his name was Ralph, he had a red bandana, it was old school. Put the board down, started to play a bit, and then, a month later, I stopped bringing the board down and just started playing volleyball. Volleyball is very huge here in California, and, I didn't really know what it was all about, but I started playing, and it became natural, and, then I started going to tournaments, and you're just watching the pros and how close you can be to them. And, they'd stop right after the matches and sign autographs. It was a really cool thing as a kid to grow up with.
Yeah, I would imagine the athletes are way accessible in that sport and always have been. So that's one unique feature about that sport.
Yeah, it's a unique, you're right. It's so unique. I mean, it's the accessibility of the pros and the lifestyle of it all. You know, people want to be, they want to know what's going on the beach in California. And, it's cool because we go all over the country and share that love of the sport and the same lifestyle. And so, that's what makes the sport so popular.
Now, you're one of the more popular names in the history of the sport. When you were a kid, was the AVP, and forgive me for not knowing this, was that already in place? And who would have been your mentors and heroes at that time when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we had, Karch Karai and Senjin Smith and, those guys, Mike Dodd, Tim Hovland, all these guys were, iconic names of the sport. And, Senjin Smith was pretty much my mentor. I mean, the guy was not only a great player, but he was, considered the ambassador of the sport. He'd play a match and he'd be playing all day. And, after his eighth hour of playing, he would lose a tough match, which was pretty rare until he got a little older. but right after you'd see him, you know, go on the side and do a clinic for kids, or, you know, he was just really, really into growing the sport at whatever cost. And it was genuine, you know, and luckily I became really good friends with him and watched him as I was growing as a player and individual. And so I pretty much based, you know, how he did things is how I did things. And here I am in a position to, you know, start the new tour with those same ideas.
And those guys basically just passed the baton on to you and you picked up where they've left off. It's really, really cool stuff. So now the NVL has been formed and is getting underway this summer. Are you happy with the way things are going so far?
Yeah, you know, August 13, Friday the 13th, I'll never forget it. That was the day I retired and the AVP closed its doors back in 2010 here. And, you know, I was already thinking about, you know, my other businesses with Go Beach Fest and Volleyball Vacations were doing really well. I have a nonprofit organization that, you know, is doing really well, you know, growing the sport for the kids for the last 11 years. And luckily, my wife was cool enough to, you know, kind of make it an obligation of mine to really go out and try to, you know, save the sport because, you know, there was no one capable of bringing back something that had just died. I mean, AVP was around for over 25 years, so we have huge shoes to fill. But, you know, it's been a process and positive all the way around. You know, the support of the fans, the players, and the sponsors has been overwhelming. And, you know, every day I wake up, I'm excited about what's next.
What was the reason for the demise of the AVP? Was there just some mismanagement going on? What do you attribute the fact to that kind of folding last year?
Well, you know, I love the AVP. You know, I love playing on the tour and owe so much to you know, the sport in general. And it, unfortunately, you know, we had some bad management issues. We had the people that had owned the tour this past year, they weren't in it for the sport. They didn't know anything about the sport. You know, our management in-house was good. They did the best they could with what they had. But, you know, they had some bad media buys, and with that, they had to take some sponsors that I don't think really helped the image. And, you know, and that was pretty much what was going on there. I mean, they did the best they could, but, you know, they didn't have the flexibility to really grow the sport. So, you know, it was bound to happen with the way things were set up. And unfortunately, I mean, in 2006, we had Leonard Armato was our CEO, and the guy was awesome. I mean, he brought in over $24 million in sponsorship. And
wow.
It was Shamrock, one of the investment firm from Disney, was about to buy the tour for over $30 million. And, you know, volleyball was at its peak. And when that fell through, you know, everything then, Leonard then, unfortunately, was kind of forced out. And then this other guy had an opportunity to come in, and he just saw a way to make some money for himself and to, you know, pretty much flip the tour and try to sell it for more money, and, you know, didn't have any good intentions on what he was doing, unfortunately. So the sport, the tour suffered, but the sport is at its all-time high right now. I mean, it's a collegiate sport, you know, now for women, and that's a huge thing for the sport, for the beach. And, you know, with the Olympics coming around, Carrie Walsh and Misty May had just come back together and announce they're playing again, going for their third gold medal. I mean, there's a lot of great things happening with the sport right now.
You know, and it's pretty impressive that you basically just had less than a year of downtime, and now the professional volleyball has a new face and a new image within a year. So it's almost like it really didn't miss a beat. So you've got to be pleased with how quickly everything has come together.
Yeah, you know, Bill, it's one of those things where when something's gone, you really, really miss it, you know.
Right. And, right.
But yeah, I had to make a decision. I wanted to play for 20 years, so I wanted two more years out there. And you know, that was the hardest part for me is hanging up the shorts. And but you know, I have three daughters, and my oldest daughter right now is playing, and she's gone to every tournament for, you know, her whole life, and she loves it. And so I want to have a tour to be proud of, you know, that my daughters can play on, and just, you know, help out the players and give them a better opportunity to make a living doing this.
And I would think, you know, this sport really translates well on television. When you have these sports networks and these various networks that show all kinds of sports like that, they got to be, you know, chomping at the bit to get another volleyball outfit, you know, televised. So that's probably gone rather well for you too.
Yeah, we've been having amazing meetings, and, you know, I'm meeting with people that I can't. It's just, it's mind boggling. I mean, the yesterday we were at this place, this agency called Octagon, and, you know, globally, they're one of the biggest, if not the biggest, media and entertainment company. And, you know, they're fired up on, like you said, it's the, you know, they want to do TV shows and put our TV packages together, help us with our sponsorship deck. And I mean, they represent some of the biggest companies in the world that are specifically for sports. So, you know, to get into that, to get into those meetings and to be considered, you know, a top league without us even having our first event until May, you know, that's where I feel the most fortunate. But, you know, I'm it's not like I'm taking over something I don't understand. I mean, I've been helping out, you know, with in every capacity with the AVP since I started playing. So I learned a lot and had some great people to learn from what to do and what didn't work.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is huge, man. Everyone wants to see, you know, in the Olympics, in the last Olympics, our gold medal beach volleyball match for the women was commercial free for the first time in Olympic history. So, you know, there's some big things happening with the sport. I keep getting emails about the volleyball. Tickets are almost sold out for beach volleyball in London already. I mean,
wow.
It's crazy. I mean, it is really a lot of momentum and people are seeing it. And we're just in a perfect spot to build this year and then ride that momentum through the Olympics and throughout the next, you know, 10 years. It's going to be great.
This is awesome. And this is another reason why I had you on the show. You're another representative of folks, you know, taking everything that they've compiled in their lives and their careers and then turning it into something, you know, worthwhile. I guess in some small, you know, smaller version, I'm kind of doing the same thing myself. So yeah, it's like you said, you've taken everything that you've learned and gained over the years, and it kind of comes automatically to you. So I bet you're very pleased, and I can almost hear the smile on your face while you're talking to me about it. So it's great.
Yeah, thanks, man, and congrats to you too. I mean, it's being able to do something that you love, but you got to really have passion for it. And you know, I owe so much to this sport that I'm going to do everything I can to make it, you know, it really the best possible situation for the players, and I want to have a great experience for the fans and the sponsors. And I mean, it is finally something that I know I can do differently, and I know what people want, you know, and more importantly, I mean, I know what I wanted as a player. So I'm going to emulate the things that I learned from my mentors in the sport throughout the years. And you know, it's just nice to see how much support we're getting, because I mean, it is a great sport and people love watching it. I mean, you don't have a sexier sport with more accessible athletes.
No doubt. And okay, so I want to get into the nuts and bolts of putting this together and how you compile talent. Now, I know California is probably unique in that you get some support from schools, but other than that, how does the NVL find talent? I mean, I don't know, have you assembled a staff of people that go out and find talent? Is it really just as simple as scouring the beach and discovering people, or how do you go about finding the next future stars of the sport?
Well, we're already, man. I mean, there are hundreds of players already at this professional level that battle every weekend to try to get into our tournament. So finding the players isn't an issue at all.
So there are like qualifying tournaments and so forth?
Exactly, yeah. We're actually doing our first qualifier next weekend in Manhattan Beach on April 23rd at the Pier. We're having our first qualifier for the Preakness. We're going to be playing in the infield of the Preakness on May 21st.
Oh, wow.
Awesome, yeah. So we're going to finish right before the race starts. So we have over 80,000 people in the infield watching the event. Bruno Mars and Train will be playing there. It's awesome for us. So back to your question, though, I mean, we have so many players that want to play, and you just gain, you know, it's just like, I guess tennis would be a good example. You have a ranking system, and the more games you win,
right,
you know, you accumulate more points until you're in the main draw, and, you know, you just keep battling it out. So, you know, it's more importantly, our grassroots is what's really important. We partnered with all the top promoters and tournament directors across the country, and we're supporting them to make sure that there is a feeder system into the tour. And, you know, we actually even added a qualifier in Florida. April 30th, there's going to be a qualifier out there. One of our partners from Dig the Beach, Chris Colgan, is the biggest promoter and tournament director in Florida. So we're, you know, luckily having him run a tournament for us specifically to give a wild card to one of the East Coast teams, because we really there's great volleyball in that region as well.
Right. Now, explain beach volleyball to me, getting a little bit more 101 here for those that may not be familiar, and, you know, to kind of satisfy my ignorance of it as well. Is this a two-on-two sport mainly, or are there different versions of it? Do you have teams with larger amounts of players on each team, or how does it generally work? Is it just a two-on-two competition?
Yeah, no, that's all right. I do need to explain that, because not everyone is volleyball fan.
Right.
You know, it's two on two. You know, you have your men and your women. So we're, you know, there's two separate basically two separate tournaments going on at once. So you have, you know, you can watch your women on one court and the men on the other court. You know, indoors is 6-on-6. And one of the interesting things, I'll go back to the Olympics quickly here, is for the first time ever, our indoor men's team won the gold, our women's indoor team won the silver, and our men's and women's team won the gold on the beach. So for the first time ever, we're actually dominating volleyball worldwide, which is a huge thing.
And who would have been ruling it before the United States did?
Brazil is usually very strong. You know, indoors, it could be anyone from Italy to Brazil. I mean, a lot of the Germany now is one of the top teams. If we can win the beach again this next year, it'll be a big accomplishment. There's so many teams now internationally that on the beach that are, they're very, very good. I mean, they're with what beach volleyball has brought, you know, in the big sponsors and the notoriety of the Olympics alone, like a lot of these countries now turn their focus from indoor to supporting their beach athletes.
Right.
It's
now,
huge.
That would be a declaration of dominance, so to speak, I guess, if that happened. So
it's a great thing. So it's doubles, you know, it's the games are to 21, it's rally scoring. So, you know, every serve is a point. You have to win by two. So it's 2 out of 3 to 21 points. And then if there's a tiebreaker, the last game goes to 15, and you have to still win by two without a cap. Hmm. So it's really exciting, and the game's a lot faster. It's better for TV. Every match is over by about an hour, so, you know, it fits into TV perfectly. You know, it's an exciting sport.
Yeah, well, I guess that confirms that those of us who've just been fooling around and putting games together on the beach, we've kind of been doing it right with that kind of scoring system. Now, are the 2-on-2 courts that you guys use, are the same size that a typical 6-on-6 game would happen?
No, it is smaller. It's 3 feet less on each side.
Okay.
So it is a bit shorter, but that changed in 2000 in the Olympics. So, you know, it makes for better, you get more rallies. It's a little bit more exciting. You know, it's more based on the player's skills now than just a power game.
Albert Hanneman from the, I guess it's okay to call you Albie. You would be the only other Albie I've heard of besides Albie Shore.
That's right.
So anyway, he's the founder of the NVL, which is really getting back into full swing this summer. But you have so many other things going on, and we have just about 10 minutes or so left here. So we'll probably fill it up with the rest of what's going on. Talk a little bit about volleyballvacations.com. You've got the website there that, well, just tell us what the premise of that is.
Well, it's basically a fantasy camp. I mean, my first year on tour in 93, I got invited to go to do a volleyball fantasy camp type trip in Cancun, Mexico. And after that, I decided, you know, this could be a good business. And so it's basically a place where the fans can come and really get to know the pros at a different capacity. You know, it's our theme is play and party with the pros. We go to resorts like Club Med, where it's all-inclusive, beautiful resorts around the world. And, you know, the fans come out and spend a week with us. So, you know, we do clinics, tournaments, we play with them, we go to dinner, we go hang out in the bar, we go to the clubs, and it's just a week of that. So it's not for everyone, but you got to, you know, really, you gotta get ready for those trips, because it's a lot of fun, and you need a vacation after this vacation, usually.
I was going to say, hardcore, you get wiped out during that trip, I would imagine, yeah. So then the other thing that's going on is GoBeachFest.com. You're also the founder of that. Well, you can be found just about anywhere that you punch up volleyball on the internet. So GoBeachFest.com is all about what?
Well, it's really the brainchild from Volleyball Vacation. So now we're bringing in all the top athletes from every sport.
Ah.
So, you know, we'll have like top trainers, kiteboarders, trapeze, yoga, Pilates, beach soccer, beach tennis. Anything you can imagine, we're bringing them out, and we rent the entire resort, and then we all come and bring our own groups of people, and then, you know, they get to mingle at dinner and go out at night, and it's just a giant, you know, 500 plus people from around the world come and hang out and share their passion for sports and health and nutrition, and then at night they get to have a little fun. We're actually going to have our first family volleyball vacation, Go Beach Fest trip, June 19th to the 26th. At Club Med in Port St. Lucie, the Sandpiper Resort, which they just renovated and spent over $20 million on that. So we'll be up the street I love it. I've been there probably 10 times since its grand opening, reopening in December, and it's the all-inclusive. It's the only all-inclusive resort in North America, so yeah, I hope you guys can come out and check that out, too.
Well, we're going to post links to as much of this stuff as we can on the homepage for the show here so people can kind of browse what's going on while they listen. Now, most importantly, you've managed to sort of tie in charity with this, and it really puts a nice image for the sport. Now, Dig for Kids, am I getting that right? Is that the name of your charitable organization?
You are, and thanks for bringing that up. I mean, that's probably the most thing I'm proud of.
Well, it's extremely important, too, you know?
Yeah, Dig for Kids Foundation, Education Foundation, started it with my cousin Eric Fanoi Moana in 2000 when he was over in Australia winning the gold medal in beach volleyball. I was over in Carson, California, working with all the, you know, the city council members, the mayor, all the school, all the different schools, and we ended up, you know, we're basically, you know, helping kids mostly with their education, with their homework, and having pro athletes in there, tutoring them and being mentors. It's a little different than having a teacher in there, you know. We're friends with them, so we're trying to, like, you know, really show them how to be more healthy. And it's not just volleyball, but we're introducing the sport to them. And, you know, we put probably over 10 kids through college by getting college volleyball scholarships that would have never been introduced to the sport if we didn't do this. So, right. You know, it's really keeping the kids safe in that dangerous 3 to 6 p.m. time after school, getting them to getting them to our program where we're having fun with them and, you know, mainly helping them with their homework and then going in and playing volleyball. And it's just been awesome, man. We've been really happy about that program.
Very, very cool, and it's very admirable. You deserve a pat on the back for that, because to keep that part of it involved in the sport really, really gives it a good image. Now, you mentioned about you wanting to have, you know, two more years to play. I would imagine that since you've been involved in the sport your whole life, that just automatically that keeps you in great shape. You're probably, in reality, good for a few more than just two more years, right?
Well, I was leading the tour in digs per game on defense last year, and so I really knew I can still play and win at the highest level, so that was hard, really, to give it up. You know, I'm going to miss it, you know, I'm not going to lie, but I will play when I can, not on the tour, but, you know, for fun and in my volleyball vacations, and just cheer the players on, you know. It'll be interesting to be on the other side of things, but I'm just determined to make this thing happen, and I want to have a perfect platform for all the players to know that they can, you know, have a career and make a living doing what they love.
Excellent. You're one of the most recognizable names of the sport ever, and you talked about the Olympics coming up again next year. I can't imagine that you wouldn't be involved in that one way or the other. Will you be involved with the team at all, or have you been approached for anything like that?
Yeah, they want me in London, and I'll be there. You know, we'll have our teams, our top two women and men's teams will be there representing the U.S.
So awesome. Awesome.
We'll be there supporting them. We're supporting them. They're actually overseas playing. They have a tournament in Brazil next weekend, which will be the kickoff to the Olympic qualifying process. So, you know, we're going to be supporting our players, and, you know, even though they're not going to be able to play on the tour in the first couple tournaments here, we're all about, you know, them going and being successful. And I'm excited. It'll be my first Olympics. I tried to make it in 99 and played for American Samoa, and all we had to do was play one more year, and it didn't end up working out with my brother to go back in 2000 and compete. But, you know, that was always my dream. So at least I'll get to go there and support our players and get the experience in that sense.
You made a movie appearance in Beach Kings in 2009. Talk a little bit about that. What kind of a portrayal of the sport did Beach Kings give, and were you pleased with it?
Man, Bill, you know it all here, buddy.
Well, you know, thanks to Wikipedia.
You know, it was a great experience. I mean, I actually, you know, all the way since, you know, Baywatch. I got to do a Baywatch episode back when I was a knucklehead young kid.
No kidding.
You know, I was in that show, and you know, I've always done a little bit of that on the side, you know, with the modeling thing was paying the bills, because volleyball wasn't paying a whole lot, and that helped me get sponsors, and so it was fun, you know, it was a really fun movie to do. It was like a drama comedy almost to me, but, you know, it was something that a friend of mine had, who was a pretty legit director, wanted to put a volleyball movie back out there, because that movie Side Out was the only thing that was ever really done in the sport.
So right, right.
It was a fun experience. You know, it was here in my hometown. They filmed it, and I was Kimo, the Hawaiian, like, you know, bad attitude guy, yelling at everyone and trying to fight the bad guys and all this stuff. But it was fun, and I enjoyed it.
So it didn't really make fun of the sport as much as one would think that it would.
No, it was serious in a sense of the drama side of it, and it was, you know, it was like basically showing this kid that played basketball and then he ended up playing volleyball, and you know, he went through the ranks and made it. So, you know, all of my volleyball vacationers and all the volleyball fans had told me they really enjoyed the movie. So it was fun. It was an interesting experience.
We're talking to Albert Hanneman, who's, it's safe to say, is one of the legends of beach volleyball, and NVL is kicking off now. I don't know, you may have already mentioned it, but what are the key dates we need to know about on the NVL? What's kicking it off? Your inaugural event is just weeks away, is it not?
Yeah, May 20th, 21st. We're in Baltimore, and we'll be playing in the Preakness, and then we'll be in Malibu, California, July 22nd to the 24th. We're at the East Coast Surfing Championships in Virginia Beach, August 28th to the 30th. And then the weekend after that, we're in Aspen, Colorado for the Motherlode. It's the biggest amateur / pro-am volleyball tournament in the U.S. And then the big one, we're in Miami, September 9th to the 11th. So we'll be in Miami Beach. So hope to see all you guys out there that are in that area. That's our East Coast Championships, and really excited about that one. We'll be partnering with the One Group, the STK there at the Ganzevert, so they're going to help us out and put on a good quality show with the celebrities and fashion show and music. And then 2 weeks later, September 24th to the 26th, we're in Long Beach finishing up the season with our West Coast Championship. So we're really excited, man, and, you know, I couldn't be happier. I appreciate, you know, all your time here, and hope to get more people out watching the sport.
Well, likewise, and I look forward to September 9th to the 11th at Miami Beach. I'll come down there and shake hands with you and meet you face-to-face. I really look forward to this. Man, Albert, I got to say, you sound very experienced in this interview forum here. It sounds like you've been through this a few times, and you're handling it like a real pro. Do you like the public eye part of it and representing like this?
You know, I do, because I feel like I can represent the sport, you know, how it needs to be done. And, you know, I went to the University of Hawaii, and they didn't have any pro sports there. So we got thrown into the fire, man. The interviews and the TV and everything came to me when I was in my early 20s. So, you know, I found out how to be careful and made a couple of mistakes. But, you know, it's natural. I mean, you know, you have a chance to express your passion for something. It's a good thing.
Again, when your passion's involved with it and you're so close to it, it comes very, very easy to you. And you're doing a fine job of it. And keep up the great work and keeping this sport where it belongs. And the NVL is off and running. Best of luck to you this summer, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, brother. And, you know, our website's thenvl.com. You know, it'll be relaunched in May, but it's a pretty sweet site. And then we're on Facebook as well. And go on our page and like us.
Yes, absolutely. And I will post the link so that folks can do just that while they're listening to you on this interview as well. Albert, hang on for a second, and we'll say goodbye in just a couple of seconds, but I'll wrap things up here. Albert Hanneman, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, tune in again for another new show tomorrow, hopefully, and another edition of Music Friday. Don't forget, check out all the links for the NVL material that we've got for you here so you can be at one of these events, find out when it's coming near you, and if you're a player out in California, possibly a chance for you to get on the tour. Catch you tomorrow, everybody.
Log on each weekday for another edition of The Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to Murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's MURPH @BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.